In Lagos, Nigeria, the search continues for victims of a massive explosion at a weapons depot. The number of dead has climbed beyond 600, many of them children who slipped into nearby canals and drowned as they tried to get away. Nigeria's president, Olusegun Obasanjo, toured the destroyed depot yesterday and has ordered an investigation. Reporter Dan Isaacs is in Lagos. Any speculation about the cause of this?
Well, what the police and the army and the state officials here are saying is that it started in a market area inside the military barracks. These military barracks areas are like residential compounds. The wives and the families of these soldiers live there. And it seems like the fire started there and spread very rapidly to a very large munitions dump there.
And how did so many people lose their lives?
Well, these explosions were huge, and they resounded all the way across Lagos and shooting up into the night sky were artillery shells, mortar bombs, and they landed in residential areas around Lagos. But the real tragedy happened just maybe a mile or two away from the munitions dump, where people were fleeing in terror. A very, very densely populated suburb of the city. People were fleeing in their thousands, and they fled into a marshy, bushy area and a steep slope. And as they fled down this slope, they started slipping into a muddy, swampy bit of water, a canal there, and they simply fell on top of each other, pushing from behind, and an awful scene it must have been as they tried to escape from this canal.
But this tragedy could have been worse.
I think it could have been. It was a Sunday evening with shells raining down on many parts of the city. A church was hit. A school was hit. A hospital had sustained some severe damage. There were mortar shells landing everywhere, and I think that if it had been a busy working day, the middle of the working day in Lagos, and Lagos is a huge city of 10 to 12 million people, and there's traffic choking the city all hours of the day during the day. And I think if it had happened during the working day, things could have been a lot worse, but thankfully they weren't.
People angry about this?
Very, very angry indeed. People are saying, how could it be possible that the military could have been so, as they say, so incompetent? How could a munitions dump of this size be situated so close to densely populated areas in Lagos? And they say that why weren't better precautions taken? And how could a small market fire, as it seems to have started as, spread to these weapons? Were they sufficiently covered? Were they protected? And one army officer inside the barracks is quoted in the newspapers today as saying they were covered simply by tarpaulins, that the barracks itself didn't even have a running water supply with which to put the fire out. So people reading that will get very, very angry indeed.
So there's still a danger from fire or unexploded shells?
Well, the fires are out. I think in the military barracks itself and all over the city, after the first few hours, the fires had been put out. But yes, there are unexploded shells, it's reported, all over town. I went down along one stretch of road, and there embedded in the road was an unexploded mortar bomb. There are a lot of them all over the place, and there are warnings in the newspapers, on the radio, on the television, not to touch anything that looks like unexploded ordnance, even if it has exploded. Just keep away from anything that you see that looks dangerous.
Reporter Dan Isaacs in Lagos, Nigeria.